N10, brought to you by Muswell Hill Media.
Welcome back to the N10 show. On this week, a toe-tapping, mandolin-wielding, five-piece band from Hornsey.
It started off as a fun thing, I guess. Well, it still is a fun thing, but I mean, it's, you know, people are liking the music, and yeah. So you know, we're just going along with it. Really, it's a good ride.
There's a madman at my window with a freeze block in his hand.
And in Charlotte's chair this week, Becky Beach, editor and founder of the Muswell Flyer.
I was a city girl for quite some time, working in the middle of London, and then along came child number one, Archie, and I found myself going, oh no, I really don't want to go back to work. And also, I couldn't do the sort of hours city demands, so I looked around for something to do within the area.
You're listening to the N10 show with me, LJ. Before we hear from Stephen McIntosh, our newest member of the N10 show, some news. Beginner singing lessons start tomorrow with opera and jazz singer Kerry McDonoghue. Lessons start at 7 p.m. on Heritage Road near Green Lanes Tube, and details are on n10show.com. Nominations for Haringey Council Celebrating Sport Awards are now open. Some of the categories that you can nominate are Coach of the Year, Volunteer of the Year, Sports Performer of the Year. Nominations close at 5 p.m. on Friday the 26th of October. And all you need to do is go to Haringey Council website, which is haringey.gov.uk, and follow the links for Celebrating Sport Awards. And there's a community festival happening this weekend on Lordship Lane starting at 1 p.m. There will be sports and games, a dog event, an animal corner, and the Tottenham Horticultural Produce and Green Show. Our first story this week comes from Stephen McIntosh, our newest member of the N10 show, and we are very lucky to have him. Originally from Edinburgh, Stephen moved to London in 2006 to study media and radio production, and now he works for the BBC. Luckily for us, he moved to Muswell Hill a couple of weeks ago. We'll have a full interview with him on next week's show. But now let's hear his first piece on local Hornsey band One-Eyed Wayne.
Tonight, I'm on my way to a house in Hornsey to sit in on one of One-Eyed Wayne's weekly rehearsals. Patrick, Simon, Dean and Steve have been gigging for the last year or so, and they played me a few of the songs that have helped grab the attention of both music critics and national radio stations.
Get your coat, get your case, put a smile on your face and get a new life. Rio de Janeiro, or somewhere tasty.
I'm Patrick, I play a melodica, mandolin. Harmonica, bits and pieces, really, you know.
Dean, I play the cajon, which is a Spanish sort of percussion instrument.
I'm Simon, and I play a bit of acoustic six string and do a bit of singing.
I'm Steve, and I'm an alcoholic. Yeah, I play guitar and shout a bit as well.
That was not the introduction I was expecting. With most bands, you'd expect, oh, I play the drums, I play electric guitar, but with you guys, it's like, I play the mandolin.
The mandolin was lying around, really, when I first sort of got together with these guys, so that was what I ended up playing. I'm a keyboardist, really.
So, first of all, I've got to ask the name of the band, One-Eyed Wayne. Where did that come from?
There's this bloke in the pub called Wayne. He's got one eye, so we nicked it from that, pretty much.
He seems to be okay with it as well.
You mentioned there that the band's quite young. How long have you actually been playing together as a band?
Two years in its early stages, but a year in this sort of where we are now, I think. We've done some demos, and it started off as a fun thing, I guess. Well, it still is a fun thing, but I mean, it's, you know, people are liking the music, and so you know, we're just going along with it. Really, it's a good ride.
There's a madman at my window with a freeze block in his hand.
So you mentioned you know people like the sound of what you're doing. What kind of support have you had already? Have you had much radio play or?
We've had some airplay. BBC Six have played us a few times. Yeah, Six Music, Tom Robinson.
Gary Crowley's
played us on BBC London. We've had some local plays on local radio. It's just a an ongoing process, I guess. And
you must
know,
be really pleased with that for a band that hasn't yet recorded a debut album to be getting support from six
well,
music.
Well, for recording like two sets of demos, it couldn't have gone really any better for a bunch of guys messing around.
Really. No ambitions. Just enjoying yourselves.
So
yeah,
it's good. Yeah. It's worked out great.
At Losers Anonymous, you never run your own.
So basically, you're just playing just for the enjoyment, really.
It's fun, and it's bizarre that people are interested.
You always want people to appreciate what you're playing, you know, in some way. Whether they hate it or like it, you want a reaction.
We generally get good feedback from people who've seen us. They normally say, you're much better than I thought you'd be. It's kind of nice. That's really, yeah.
You know, much older. Yeah.
That's our friends.
Why not come with us?
That was Stephen McIntosh with One Eyed Wayne. And if you want more information on when to see the band, log on to n10show.com.
Problem with frizzy hair? Natasha from Charlotte Murray Salon may be able to help.
We have a new fabulous treatment for damaged hair, frizzy hair, which lasts up to 10 washes. And we're doing it here in the salon, and in an hour and a half you can have the treatment and a lovely blow dry to finish it off with. It costs £70 onwards, depending on how much hair you have. And if you like the treatment, you can buy the products that will help you extend the treatment at home, so you can take care of your hair that way. It will help the treatment last for 3 more washes, and if you continue to use the products, then you will have fantastic ongoing hair care. It will help keep your hair in shape with proteins. It works inside the hair and on the surface as well. So you will get the results of a nanokeratin, but it doesn't last as long. It's very much advised for coloured hair as well, as it gets damaged, and this is a good way to replenish it. But you need to wait 2 weeks after your colour to have this treatment done.
Travelwise on Fortiscreen Road has just launched their new website.
My name is Kim Hart and I am the director of Travelwise on Fortiscreen Road, Muswell Hill. I have been the director for 5 years and I've worked here for 19 years. We offer a worldwide service. We specialise very much in tailor-made holidays. We tend to put together things that people can't do on the internet. A lot of people come in and they say, I've been driving myself nuts on the internet trying to find something. And you say, well, why didn't you just come in here? Because we kind of know exactly what it is that you're after. So, for example, we have anything from a group of 40 people wanting to take over an entire Indian Ocean island with private yachts, etc., all the way down to family holidays at Club Med and also city breaks, like anything at all. I think it's really important to have a website presence these days because you've got to kind of keep ahead of the game, you've got to kind of be a fixture out there on the internet. So people need to be able to have a look at your website to give an idea or an impression as to what your company is all about. And I think that our new website very much puts that across.
If you'd like a website like travelwiseuk.com, contact Muswell Hill Media for a quote on 020 8815 9965 or email info@muswellhillmedia.co.uk.
And now to In the Chair with Charlotte. This week, she's got editor and founder of magazine The Muswell Flyer, Becky Beach. Can you tell us, Becky, why are you doing this?
Ah, well, there's a bit of a story, Charlotte. I was a city girl for quite some time, working in the middle of London, and then along came child number one, Archie. And I found myself going, oh, no, I really don't want to go back to work. And also, I couldn't do the sort of hours city demands. So I looked around for something to do within the area. I was surrounded by beautiful businesses, beautiful local businesses, and who supported their community very well, were enthusiastic, passionate, erudite business people who wanted to do the best for their local residents. And so I came up with the idea of a local magazine which centred on a particular postcode, in this case Muswell Hill, because that's where I lived, promoting the local businesses, not just the ones with the shop front, but also those people such as tradesmen, the carpenters, electricians, builders, and mobile beauticians, that sort of thing.
And how have you found the local community have taken to your free magazine that goes through their door every month?
I, I find they respond to it very well. We get a lot of positive feedback from the readers, particularly some people who like to tell me about the spelling mistakes that we occasionally make in the magazine, which shows that the magazine is read. But also from the advertisers get a very good response. They're supported very well by their local community. I often get local readers phoning me up saying, I've lost my magazine, I need so-and-so's number, can you help me? And we're more than happy to provide the information to people. But in terms of the businesses themselves, I think it's very important to support the local businesses. They're part of the fabric of our high street. They add that vibrancy and sit alongside the chains that are in the high street. And I think it's a little known fact that if every household spent £5 per week in their local economy, in their local area, they would bring in the region of 2.3 million into their local economy on an annual basis.
Lynn Featherston is one of our local MP. Is she involved in the magazine?
Yes, she has been pretty much since the outset. She writes a column every month about local issues that she feels are necessary to highlight so that she can get readers to participate in petitions and discussions and make people aware of any particular concerns that she has for the local community that she feels need to be answered. She also reports on good news in the community in terms of funding from governments, fighting with Haringey Council about various issues. So she's been great.
Do you have any new stuff that's happening for the magazine? Anything that people should be looking out for in the next few months?
Yes, we're going to introduce a new section about clubs and societies. So we'd be interested to hear about the contact details for any particular club or society. It'll be a free listing, small listing, name of the club, contact details.
That was Becky Beach and Charlotte Murray. And that's all we have for this week. My thanks to One-Eyed Wayne and Ella and Becky Beach. Charlotte, Stephen and I will be back next week. And until then, you can check out all the details for this week's interviews online at n10show.com. And if you'd like to take part or have any comments, you can post on the website or you can follow us on Twitter at MuswellHM. Till next week, goodbye.
N10, brought to you by Muswell Hill Media.